A new play is opening in Bryn Mawr this weekend that was written by a collection of teenagers intended for teenagers. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on a project to dramatize current issues experienced by young people.
Attention students and staff. We understand many of you may miss your fifth period classes, but we are doing everything we can to move forward with the regular school day.
The intercom announcement tells students that their high school is on lockdown, but does not explain why. Nine kids are stuck in a classroom without a teacher, trying to figure out what's going on. Is this an active shooter situation? Is it just a drill? Did someone commit suicide?
Geez, of course it's not a suicide.
A suicide?
It could be so many other things, Jackie. Don't jump to conclusions.
The instinct most people have, especially young people, is to immediately reach for their phone, check social media and news websites to figure out what's going on. Director Tim Popp says that is both a benefit and a problem.
So they have all these different ways of accessing information. And one of the things I've been curious about as the teaching artist is who's helping them process that. Kids are in a room, there's no adult, and they have access to information and they're not processing it in a productive way.
Look.
In the play, one character exists only offstage. We never see her. She's only on social media. The kids in the classroom begin to believe she may have killed herself because she once linked to an article about depression on her Facebook page.
Why would she post something like that if she was happy? Besides, Robin Williams is her Twitter icon.
Yeah, because Robin Williams is hilarious.
Robin Williams also killed himself.
This play, called The Time We Give Each Other, was written by a team of 16 teenagers who spent a year working on the script. They are part of the Butterfly Project. It's a collaboration between Philadelphia Young Playwrights and the Wolf Performing Arts Center in Bryn Mawr. That's where the play will debut. One of the writers is 13-year-old Audrey Blindman. She says they collectively came up with a theme that resonates deeply for all of them. Their cell phones.
A lot of the plot comes off of the phone. They take things from social media accounts, they pull things off of websites, and they put it all together to create this sort of story that's not even real. They just make assumptions and they keep building on it until they come up with something.
This play is the second production of the Butterfly Project. The first began 6 years ago at the Wolf Center. It was a pre-existing script based on writings by children who were held in a World War II concentration camp. To make a more contemporary play, the Wolf Center partnered with Philadelphia Young Playwrights to let teenagers describe how they are living now. Haley Stokes is 16. She performed in the concentration camp play and then jumped at the chance to write an original script.
Using social media and the cell phone usage sort of opened up a passageway into other topics we could touch on, such as social injustice. We had conversations about privilege, about disabilities and sexuality.
After its debut at the Wolf Center, the play will spend about a year touring through schools in the region. The director, Tim Popp, says then it will be retired so that the project can focus on writing a new play with a new set of playwrights.
We want to keep ourselves relevant and in touch with what's happening and what matters to the kids. We want to remain open to what needs to be spoken about.
I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.